this is Minneapolis Sounds. It is September 13th. I am your host, Peter. Hello. Today, the plan is to play Fiasco with Rachel. That beeping that you keep hearing is because I am driving on 62 West over to Hopkins, which is across the city from me, and I'm trying to avoid 94. Because it's supposed to be a pain in the butt. And the beeping that you're hearing is because Zobie, my dog, is laying in the passenger seat next to me. And his seatbelt is not buckled. He's like laying flat in the seat. This guy next to me. I'm going to give him a wave. And I'm going to go over there, so that this person who's riding my ass can now go. Now I'm giving them the thumbs up. Yeah, so shortly you may hear the sounds of two people playing Fiasco, which is, I'm calling it like a screenwriting game. It's like write your own Coen Brothers screenplay. Or it may, get uploaded tomorrow because I brought, a Zoom H4. It's like an older model, but it should get the job done. So, going to do one of those two things. Either record on here or record on that thing and then upload it. So there you have it. Stay tuned.
Hey. Hey there, Peter.
Oh.
Am I better now?
A little bit.
Oh, yeah, you're breaking up a little. Let me see. How about now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yeah, I have Anchor going, and I have the app thing going, or the maps going. I hope I'm not coming down with anything, because, like, right after I left your house, like, just now, I started coughing a bunch.
It's an allergy thing, I think. Both Annie and I have been, like, have sinus things going on.
Right.
Trying to catch a mosquito.
Oh. Yeah, so we did the first setup part for Fiasco just now, right?
Yes. That was really cool.
Yeah. And it's Fiasco. I've been describing Fiasco as like a Coen Brothers screenwriting game. Right?
Right. Yeah.
So we rolled some. You go ahead. You go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, everyone makes a plan and then things go horribly wrong.
Yeah. And we create the relationships between the characters by, like, there's, we roll some dice, and then we pick from a list of things of, like, you pick, like, relationship, and then a subset of the relationship, which is, like, I'm a coworker at a specific high school, or, like, et cetera, right?
Yep.
And so... What's that?
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so we've set up our characters and the relationships mm-hmm. between them, and we then we decided to call it a night because it's like 11 o'clock and past my bedtime.
Yes. Even though I had coffee, I was starting to drag a bit. So, but I'm super excited because I think we have a really good, like, complex, but not too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, basic premise in place.
Yeah, you want to say what our setup is?
Yeah, so I am the principal at this small town high school. The working name that I'm using for my character right now is Holly Francis. I don't know if that's going to stay their name, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So she's just kind of like this bitter lady. She's like fed up, you know, teaching ungrateful children, working with shitty parents, and getting paid like diddly squat while doing so. So she sells drugs on the side
yeah.
for supplemental income. And she is in the same drug ring or whatever. I think that's what I'll need to do between now and the next time is like figure out how like drug stuff works, because I don't I don't know how to accurately play this character except for like, well, here are the drug things.
Right. Yeah.
I am selling the drug thing now. So
I mean, all the stuff I know about selling drugs is from Breaking Bad. So
which I haven't watched.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, so hey, if you need an excuse to watch Breaking Bad, there you go.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'll do. I'll watch some Breaking Bad for my character development. Yeah, so I work with Steve, who
no,
in
you
my
work
head
with
is...
me.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, I work with Steve selling drugs. I do drug stuff with
yeah.
Steve. But I work with you, Jake Edwards, who has returned to the small town that he grew up in, and he has some unfinished business. The other thing I have with Steve is we both need this, we're looking at these photographs. These sort of like
mm-hmm.
this evidence of something. I need it for blackmail because I am selling drugs to like important people in town, and they could
mm-hmm.
like they could turn on me, get me fired.
Mm-hmm.
So I need these photographs of this shitty thing that they did when they were kids. In order to like keep my job. Some mutually assured
yeah.
destruction. But Steve wants it to destroy the machine, which is how he connects with you. And do you want to talk about your connection with Steve?
Yeah. So, right. So my character in this game is an English teacher who grew up in this small town initially. Wait, where am I going? Am I going on 100? Wait, hang
yeah.
on a second.
100. Either
100 north?
Yeah, 94 is, like, really clear these days, so you should have a pretty straight shot. Yeah.
It's telling me... One second.
Yeah.
1 second. Driving, and it keeps beeping because Zobie's in the passenger seat and he's not buckled in, so that's why it's beeping like that.
That's fine.
Okay, so, yeah, so I'm an English teacher. I grew up in this small southern town initially, and then when Steve and I were kids, got to merge. When Steve and I were kids, we were at some kind of party thing where there was like a bunch of jocks there too. And I don't know, maybe we were all drinking or something, and kids were just like fighting, just like, yeah, boxing, fight club, whatever. And these kids wound up killing this guy accidentally, but then they were all sort of the in a clique together, so they blamed it on me and Steve, because we were sort of at that party of our own devices, just kind of like outsiders, but they decided to blame it on us. But my family had a little more mobility power, so we moved out of there, and then I went to college in a different town, and Steve's family was poor and couldn't afford it, so Steve had to stick around. So I'm a teacher at the school you're a principal at. And I think what you and I need to do is figure out a little more like conflict or something between the two of us, because right now I feel like say 100 for 394 East. Okay, I'm going. Yeah, because I feel like right now it's sort of just like, I feel like the way the story is going now is it's setting it up for me to find out about what's happened and then something. But like, maybe if you and I had like fleshed out our background a little more or something, then we could figure out like how we act towards each other, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, and I still feel like if given this situation, like something had to make, if there's a character of a teacher who returns to a small town that he had that going on, I feel like what motivates people to move back to a place either their parents are ill and they want to like take care of them.
You're like super robot-y right now.
Oh, am I sounding all crazy? Robot, still robot? Robot, robot, hey. Robot, robot.
There you
robot.
Go. Now you're better.
Robot. No, I am not. I am a robot.
Maybe that's the secret. That's been the secret the whole time. That's that's what Jake Edwards is hiding. Because now you're a robot again. Yep.
Oh, I'm a robot again?
Well, now you're fine. It keeps like you robot for a little bit, and then you're fine. And anyway.
Once I get on 35W, I'll know where I'm going. I'm just not there yet. Or I don't get on
394.
Yeah, I'm on in 1.2 miles. I'm taking I-94E exit.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
And then yeah. Yep.
I-94 East. So what I was going to say is I think, like, there needs to be more motivation for this guy to move back to a shitty small town other than, like, I'm going to stick it to the machine. Like, once he's there, that I can see that motivating him. But the motivation to move back, I was saying, like, I think the reason people move back to shitty small towns is because their parents get sick. That's one reason, you know? What's that?
Oh, what if... What if, like, you had a previous job and you lost it, and then your folks died, and they still had, like, a house in town that they'd been renting out or whatever?
So
you lose your job, so you just, like, move back into this house that your parents owned.
Oh, yeah, and it's, like, all in disrepair or something.
Right, so you gotta, like, fix it up so you can sell it, and you, like, get a job in the town in the meantime or something? Or...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and the reason that I lost my job could have been for, I mean, people lose their jobs for a bunch of different reasons. Maybe I was just bad at it. Maybe I did something crappy, like sexually harassed somebody, and then they turned me in, and yeah. Like, I couldn't go back to working for this whatever fancy private school or something, or mm-hmm. you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Getting fired for sexual harassment was like, and then for the for a principal of a school who's selling drugs to be like, I just need an English teacher, and I'm gonna stick him with, like, the principal would be like, I'm gonna stick him with these, like, it's gonna be terrible because he's not gonna be able to teach high-end English. We need people to teach, like, the very, very remedial, like, business. The way they did it in my high school was, it was business English. So you're not even reading anything. You're composing like resume letters and shit.
Oh man,
or
yeah.
Like,
so
you know, it's you can't even get people excited about literature at that point, because it's just like, here's how to compose a sentence. Here is what a noun is, you know?
Yeah, like, your class is filled with kids who hate books. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you're right. Living, like,
but
the English teacher's,
like,
nightmare.
Right, but it's, like, the only job I could get. My car is making weird noise. It's like a very faint, weird noise.
Is it that noise that you heard, like, when we were riding together, when I was driving? I don't know if you remember that.
No, it sounds
different.
There's,
like, a noise. Okay.
Sounds real weird.
Hmm.
Oh, I missed my exit. Oh, well. Yeah, so that makes sense. But, like, and I guess that kind of makes our relationship make a little more sense.
Yeah. Oh, and maybe because, like, apparently I'm prone to blackmail. Like, I know that you got fired for sexual harassment, but
yeah.
I keep it quiet. Like, I know what happened at your last job. Like, I hired you, but I keep it quiet, and I just, like, make you take all, like, the shitty after school stuff.
Right. Well, I mean, like, that's what teachers do. I feel like that's realistic. You would be like, look, I need somebody. No, I can't hire in, like, some hotshot, you know, person who's taught at all these places to teach this class, because nobody wants to teach this terrible class. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And by the way, I'm not saying, like, I'm not making any sort of commentary about, like, people who need to go through, you know, like, if you have disabilities and stuff. That's not, like, a slam against you. It's just, like, we're painting some sort of picture about, like, what would a crap job be? And, like, if you're like, oh, I really want to instill, like, this love of books, and you wind up in this crappy situation.
Yeah, you went from teaching, you were teaching a literature class. It wasn't just English class, it was literature.
Yeah, like AP Lit or something.
Yeah, and now you're teaching this, and there's, like, kids that need your help. And so you're getting, like, some reward, because there are, maybe there's, like, two kids or whatever that you're actually reaching, and you can see them
mm-hmm.
actively improving. But there's also kids who are like, I need this credit to graduate.
Oh,
it's the children.
What I was thinking, I don't know what you were thinking, but what I was thinking would make this situation really bad. Like,
uh-huh.
in this climate of, like, if we're making this, like, what kids would we really would be unsympathetic? This is a southern town. It's a bunch of, like, just racist white kids.
Yeah.
who don't know how to read, but they don't give a shit that they don't know how to read. Mm-hmm. And they're just, like, really terrible racist white kids.
Yep.
Like, unapologetic.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That'd be so fucking miserable. Because you're like, oh, you know what? These are good kids. No. No. They're not good kids. No, actually, they're not good kids. What were you thinking?
That they were the children of the people that, like, were in this fight club.
That live in a small town.
Their parents still, like, work at the factories. Yeah. The other thing I thought, like, to take to the next level is that your character is black. But I don't know if you want to play with that or not.
Oh, man. Yeah. The thing is about this game is, like, I feel like it's less of, like, I am acting out this character and more like we're just writing things about characters. Yeah.
Right.
So I don't know how you're supposed to do it, but that's the way I'm thinking of it is like if this is a character. Yeah. So.
Sure.
That could be interesting too. But for those times where it's like if I'm supposed to play a character, I don't want that guy to be black because I'm uncomfortable doing that. So.
Right.
But yeah. Yeah, that makes it interesting. And then like you said, you and I, you know that this happened, and you're like
whatever.
You're like, look, I need somebody to teach this thing. Whatever, you're moving back here. You're asking me for a job. Like, fine, here you go. You might even know like. That these kids, but you know what happened when I, you know, when me and this other Steve were kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so you even know that, like, I know that you're teaching the kids of these people that did this thing, like, shut the fuck up and do it.
Yeah. I feel like my character, like, some of it is, she's just, like, burned out. And so, uh-huh. like the drug thing is in part like a little bit of a thrill for her, but also the way she interacts with the teachers is definitely like she enjoys the power dynamic because she was a teacher at a shitty school for forever, and now she's like finally clawed her way to the top, and. Like, this is as far as she will ever go in her life. Like, this is it. It's bleak. You know, like, just the principal of this small town.
Yeah.
And these kids don't give a shit about learning. Like, when she started teaching, she was, like, all idealistic. She was here to mold young minds.
Right.
And then she just got, like, burnt out due to budget cuts.
Where am I going?
Maybe that's what it is. There's just been, like...
I don't know.
What are you on right now?
I'll figure it out.
Okay.
I'll figure it out. Wait. Just pause for a second.
Yeah.
Hang on. Okay, in 700 feet, I had to, like, double back because I missed my exit. This way... Okay. Hey, the city looks really pretty.
Cool.
Yeah. Zobie was like, fuck this, I'm going to the back seat. he does that when he's like, I'm really going to sleep. Like, I'm actually going to just pass out. Okay. Okay, take exit in 2.3 miles. Take exit for 55, MN55. Okay. All right, and you're saying she's... Yeah, you're saying your principal is, like, burned out, likes mm-hmm. the power of the situation she's in. Yeah, what else were you saying? Sorry, go ahead. My maps are talking to me as you're talking to me, too.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
What was I saying? Oh. Oh, like maybe there have just been some budget cuts at the school. Like there was a teacher that quit. The teacher that was teaching your class quit. And there have been budget cuts. And so I hired you to teach this English class. And then maybe like we used to have funding to hire someone extra to do this like after school program for whatever. I don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
From
talking to my friends who are teachers, like the expectation is put on teachers that they will do after school things. Like that's part of the deal. So
sure.
So
okay.
it's not unheard of that like you say, look, we need, I'm looking to hire somebody. I need you to teach these courses. When you get hired, I need you to also be like, you know, whatever, like the defensive football coach or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I know that people do that where they say like, yes, I'm like you in your interview, you say like, yeah, I'm willing to be the English teacher and I'm also willing to like coach tennis. Like, that's fine. I will do that. And then I don't know that they put it in your contract. But you definitely get, like, you know, like, I know people say that in their interviews and stuff.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of, like, what, maybe I'll have to think about this more or, like, find out more from other teachers. Like, what additional shitty stuff, you know, like.
Yeah.
I can't think of
right.
of what, but
yeah. Yeah, and anyway, I think we got a good start.
Yeah.
This is what Fiasco does to you, I suppose. Right? Makes you talk about this sort of thing. It's pretty fun.
I think so. I think it's really, really interesting.
I would not call this a game. I still would not call this a game. Like,
okay.
It's like a writing exercise. There's nobody's ultimately going to win at this thing, right?
No, everybody loses. Like, that's kind of the point of this game, or like thing, whatever.
Well, but at one point we're supposed to roll dice and be like, okay, like things turned out okay for this person, or favorably in some fashion.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's possible
I guess...
that like I would. Ugh. I would say, like, what happens if your character gets all of the good things? Like, what's going to happen? You know, like, she just makes enough money and, like, doesn't have to be a principal there anymore. I don't know. I don't know what would happen. Or she gets to, like, I don't know. Because I know what would happen if, like, if I got my way, like, everything would just be unearthed, like, aha, see? But then I wouldn't have a job because you would fire me. You know?
Yeah.
So, it's like, yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. Anyway, that's that.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
We'll see what the dice have in store.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Well, cool.
Yep.
And we'll do part two, maybe, of this.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be real good.
Yeah.
In the meantime,
okay, well,
I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah. As soon as I get home, which is going to be in like 5 minutes, that's what I'm going to do.
Nice.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye, Peter.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for stopping by, listening to the podcast. Yeah, and we'll follow up, do another fiasco thing. Maybe in a couple days. Over the weekend, look out for Fiasco Part 2. And that's it. That's all there is. I'm recording this on the 13th, but you're probably listening to it on the 14th. Or maybe after. So, that's it for the podcast. See you next time.